again, we take up the question, what is meant by Revelation 12:17, where it says the devil is angry with those who hold to the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, and which in Revelation 1:2 is all that John saw, meaning the book of Revelation and its prophecies it contains. We learned in Daniel 10 that Daniel also saw a vision in which there was a man dressed in linen above the waters of the Tigris River. And as he described him, it's none other than Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's the same description that John describes of Christ in Revelation chapter 1. Now Daniel, toward the end of this vision, that is in Daniel 12, we pick up here. Verse 5, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others were standing, one on this bank of the river and the other on that bank of the river. And one said to the man dressed in linen, that would be Christ, who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be until the end of these wonders? In other words, these prophecies sweep through time and some of them go down to the end. How long will it be until those transpire? And I heard the man dressed in linen, that was Christ, who was above the waters of the river, and he raised his right hand, his left toward heaven, swore by him who lives forever and ever, it would be for a time, times, and half a time. And as soon as they finish shattering the power of the holy people, all these events will be completed. So here, Jesus Christ bypasses the angel Gabriel, who usually comes to Daniel in vision, and he himself states that there's going to be a period of time, 1260 years, and then the final events will happen. 1260 years, a period when they shatter the power of the holy people. But the Bible says the earth helped the woman. And so events will transpire in the time of the end in which God's people are granted help. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 10. And we see a parallel to the vision in Daniel. Chapter 10, verse 1, I saw another strong angel. Angel here means messenger, coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, his face like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire. This short description harkens back to Revelation chapter 1, who we've identified as Christ. And so this messenger is none other than Christ, bypassing the angel who usually interprets it for John. Verse 2, and he had in his hand a little book which was open. That little book that was open was the book that was closed or sealed, the book of Daniel, we believe. And now in the time of the end, Daniel is fully open to our understanding. Verse 5, and the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things in it, and the earth things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there will be delay no longer. Notice you have the same being, Jesus Christ, coming to Daniel, coming to John, taking the same stance, swearing by his Father in heaven. In the one hand, he said there would be a time and times and a half a time. And on the other hand, he's saying there will be delay no longer. In other words, the 1260-year prophecy called the Dark Ages is a delay. Well, we find the same thing in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul says, now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, meaning the coming of Christ, second coming, that you may not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter, as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. It seemed that there was a delay. And they were wondering, when is Jesus going to come? Maybe he's already come. Maybe he's come within us rather than visibly. Maybe he's come spiritually. There was a guy by name of Origen that actually developed this theology in the 3rd century, but apparently some were beginning to believe it. Verse 3, let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless or until the apostasy comes first. The Dark Ages is the apostasy of the church. It is a delay, it is a detour before the end of time or the time of the end. And so, what did we learn here? We learned that in the book of Daniel, And in the book of Revelation, an angel came to Daniel and John respectively. But in this case, Jesus came directly to Daniel, directly to John, and dealt with the beginning and end of the 1260-year prophecy because it was so important. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.